great outdoors. Every outdoor enthusiast, be it a hunter, angler, camper, or vacationer, loves being in nature. It's hard to imagine peacefulness with the roar of a generator. It doesn't have to be this way. Off-grid power systems today are reliable and affordable. Halliburton Solar and Wind is Ontario's premier affordable off-grid provider. Call Brian at 705-455-2637, extension 101. That's 705-455-2637, extension 101.
Come on now.
Bait the hook and set the line. We're going fishing today and the water's fine. It's high time we gave this lake a tour, and we won't give in until the big one's on the lure. Pulses race for the thrill of the catch.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola with Stephen Labadie and Andrew Holland at your service. Today, shepherding you through the outdoors. That song, by the way, 12 years ago? I think
it doesn't say on my sheet.
Yeah, I think it's 12-year-old Fishing Canada theme song that was temporarily put in place. We've gone through, I'm going to say, about four or five Fishing Canada theme songs, and now we're back to the original, which is still the crowd favorite for sure.
We should do another one, though. We should, like, a techno death metal.
Death metal. I got a guy who might know a thing or two about that. My co-host on the Fishing Canada Show. That's why we played that song, by the way. His name is Peter Bowman. Good morning, Mr. Bowman.
Hello, fellas. I love that idea, Stephen. Death metal, Fishing Canada tune. I'm in. Let's do it.
You'll be the singer, Pete.
Slayer style.
There you
What's
go.
What's going on, boys?
Not much. We're kind of wading through this week's show. We're presenting the good and the bad. We're talking a little bit of coronavirus, and we're talking a little bit of fishing and trying to mix the outdoors into this rather weird situation that we all find ourselves in. And it's getting weirder by the day, is it not?
You got that right. I have to say, though, I love Hillier's interview there with all the phones ringing in the background and everything going on. That was just, that is so Rick Hillier right there. Oh, just a second, guys. I got to get this. Hang on a sec. That was perfect. Oh, my God. The only thing you're going to hear in my background is my dog might fart, and that'll be about it. And you might not even hear that, so hopefully.
If anybody can handle a stressful situation, it's Hillier.
But he's had three hips in 2 weeks or whatever he said I can handle anything, for sure. Oh, God.
So how was your first week at home, my friend?
Oh, my God. It's so bizarrely weird. I mean, you can work at home. Everybody can work at home. And Ange and I right now have a ton of work we can do with the internet that you can do at home on a computer. But still, it's pretty weird. I talked to Ange earlier in the week, and I said, you know what? I found the solution to it. You got to get up early and start work at like 6:37 in the morning, and then when everybody else gets up in your house, then okay, that's a free for all. So you're gonna lose your concentration by then. So, but it does. You know, it's weird. It really is weird seeing your streets. You know, like even a week ago, my street that I live on was like a zombie town here. It was pretty weird. I have to say, you know what I mean.
I had the strangest experience driving in today to do this show. It's probably the most surreal that it's been all week coming in. You're right. It looked like an empty ghost town. And then on the radio was, and you know, I don't mean this in any negative fashion or any, but it was three hillbillies were on the radio from Alabama or someplace. They were on a pre-recorded program that was on a Toronto-based station. And they were talking about biscuits and gravy and using lard and fat, and melting it down and putting it in the, like, it was the most bizarre. And I said, oh, my God, where am I? What is going on? And I thought, you know, if this thing gets really out of hand down the road and we start losing more and more live programs like this one, that's what we're going to be listening to. And it was freaky, man. Freak me right out.
Not only that, I might be what we'll be doing. We're living off the land. You're living and, you know, eating whatever you can. And it's scary. I mean, it's not going to come to that. Let's be honest. Our technology nowadays, I think we can sort of have some confidence and faith in the medical world and the brains of the world and all that that'll pull us through here. But, you know, I tell you what, I'm glad I'm a hunter and a fisherman, because I might be able to get my own food that way anyway. So
yeah, that's for sure. So is everybody else thinking the same way, though. So yeah, you have some competition on that one.
Let's go, folks. I'll bring it on. I tell you what, I got a couple of guns and a lot of sticks that I can catch some food and eat. So let's go.
We can't talk about Fishing Canada, the TV show, because we don't know what the future is going to bring on that one in terms of travel and accessing locations and stuff. But we can talk about fishingcanada.com, which is quickly becoming one of the most popular places for Canadians to go and get their outdoor fix.
I think it's the hottest fishing website in all of Canada right now, I'll bet you.
Without question. Tell us about that. Talk to us. What's happening there, and what can we expect?
Well, you know what? We put a full foot forward, let's just say, on this. We know we were lagging behind. Ange and I know. We talk about this all the time. I think everybody knows the quality of the Fishing Canada television show. We put a lot of effort into that, and I think it shows. You know what I mean? But by doing that, you're putting all your efforts into that kind of basket. Let's keep that quality up, but we got to get this website going, because the world is all about the internet right now. So then we just put a good foot forward. First off, with just blogging him and Ange and myself out there, and then of course we got Gord Pizer on there, Brian Pollock from the dive shop, Ugly Pike. We got Will Machette, he's a carp guy. Steve Nizwicki, our buddy Stevie, Ryan Gregory, now from the Northwest Territories, he's starting to blog with us, and even Vic Carroll put his first blog up yesterday, I think it was, from BC. So we're really starting to get a lot of personalities on there, and we're open to more. Anybody's got ideas, give us a shout at Fishing Canada. If you have a good writing sense, we can get you blogging on our site. But then we got obviously the how-tos, the hot spots. The how-tos, Ange and I are going to hopefully get out a lot more this year on the water and do a lot more of that stuff. And it's an ongoing thing, right? So we can do it at home here. We can do it at the office in the writing sense. And then for video portions, well, we're already set up for that. So we can get out in the water and we can just pound that stuff out daily too. So it's going to be big, I think. Anyways, we're on the forward move of that one for sure, buddy.
Yeah, it's coming along great. Of course, and let's not forget too, we're giving away thousands of dollars worth of goodies there every month on fishingcanada.com. That's
absolutely,
and it's a little bit of a different twist. We just feel that if we're in a position to be able to reward our followers and fans, then why shouldn't we? And that's what we started doing last March. And every month we're giving away outboard motors. This month we've given away Garmin products. This month coming up, April 15th, we're going to give away our first boat motor trailer giveaway package. So it's an exciting place to be.
Absolutely. If anybody doesn't want to win a boat motor, a Prince Craft, a 14-foot Prince Craft with a Merc on it and a trailer, if you don't want to win that, then you aren't a fisher person, that's for sure. You know what I mean? That's a great prize. I mean, that's a huge prize, buddy.
Oh, it's going to be massive for sure. And like you said, it's just a great place to hang out. We are working on it every day. And it's going to be growing in the weeks to come. We're adding all sorts of features on a regular basis. It's just, it's evolving. Let's put it
something,
that way.
Something else I'll add in here right now, because your radio audience listening, you got a lot of people listening there, is that we've been doing a lot of, Ange and I have been doing a lot of top five articles. So, the top five, yesterday we put a top five early season walleye presentations out. So we take on, our top five of our opinion only, too, by the way, everybody that's reading this stuff. It's just Ange and my opinion. So when we say top five of this, it's us. It doesn't mean it's the best in the world or whatever. It's what we think. But it's going really well. And everything we do top five is going really well. So we're going to stay with that. But if people have a subject that they want, you know what I mean? The top five brook trout baits that you use or something like that. Send us an email at Fishing Canada and we'll put something together for you. I mean, especially now when this is all we're doing is watching TV and on the internet, we're kind of confined to our houses. Give us some subject matter and we'll write it up for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's really important. I'm glad you brought that up. Some input for sure would be wonderful. But more importantly, even if it's just to answer your questions, ask away, and we will endeavor to give you, based on, you know, nothing more than well, almost four decades worth of experience, I guess.
That's got to be worth something. Yeah, each,
got,
you know what I mean?
Each. That's got to be worth something.
We got 100 years on the water of experience. Let's just be honest here, okay?
Oh, man. You sound like an old geezer, my friend.
I look like one. That's okay.
It's all happening at fishingcanada.com. You can either address that to Fishing Canada, info@fishingcanada.com, or send it directly to one of us. But regardless, we will look after you. And who knows, it might turn into something that we can write about for not just you, but for other folks who might be interested in a similar subject matter. And off we go.
Yeah, man. And if you're a good writer, a good blogger, let us know. We may be able to get you on the site for sure. You know what I mean?
Sounds great. So what's in store? I was going to say for the weekend, but I guess it's weekend all week all week long. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing this weekend?
It's going to be weird. You know what? I'm going to go in and maybe organize my garage. Stuff that should have been done anyways, I probably wouldn't do, but now I'm all of a sudden saying, wow, I'm stuck at home here, so I gotta do something here. So I think, you know, I'm gonna do it. Of course, the wife's got stuff for me to do, right? Through that last windstorm a couple of days ago, we had a bad wind here, and a shingle lifted off the roof, so she wants me up there on that roof. I says, you know, it's raining right now. She says, well, you know, it's just, I'm trying to make every excuse I can get to not go up on that roof.
I hear you. Keep hiding, buddy.
You got her, brother.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, my friend. Stay safe.
Okay, boys, you too. Thanks. Good talking to you.
Peter Bowman of Fishing Canada television show fame. He's hunkered down as well.
Yes.